That doesn't sound right. That sounds like something you're just making up.
Okay.
Hey there, kiddos. Welcome to Dad's Anime Stash. This is going to be a good one. So you waited until your parents left. You went into their room. You pulled out the laptop from under their bed. You opened up the secret file. You downloaded VLC Media Player to play the MKV format. And here you are with us right now, listening to us review Basilisk, the Romeo and Juliet of anime. So they say.
Someone is going to say that. Yes.
That was the description.
Was it?
I'm kind of disappointed. I'm reading the description of the sequel, and it sounds like it's just the same thing.
It probably is.
Well, they could have done it in present day.
But then there'd be no inbred ninjas.
Why?
Do you see ninjas running around often? Is this like
where would you? Thing? Do you see them? Isn't that the whole point of ninjas?
I don't know. I imagine someone saw a ninja at some time.
What was that? Didn't you watch Zodiac Wars?
So Saint Seiya?
No. No, was it Zodiac Wars? No.
No, that's Knights of the Zodiac that I'm thinking of.
Junie Taizen, Zodiac Wars.
I know I did, but I don't recall what you're referring to.
I didn't think I would remember it. So basically, these families or companies have representative, and then one day a year, they choose the representative, the fighter of their family, and then have them go fight in this emptied city. And whoever wins gets a wish, and their family gets power for however long.
Yeah, that's the one with that crazy rabbit, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's basically like a modern day retelling of this without the Romeo and Juliet aspects.
Or the ninjas.
It's the same thing, dude. It's people with superpowers. Ninjas, superheroes. What is the damn difference?
To be fair, this came out before that.
Yeah, this came. I was actually shocked that Basilisk came out in 2005.
05 yeah. Or 03.
It seems like the kind of thing that would have come out in 95.
Well, the movie that it's based on was like 1965 or something. It's really old. Is that when the book? No, that's the movie. I think there's a manga that was released in 65. I don't know.
So it's based off of something, or because like the manga
it's based
ran
off
from
of a manga.
Yeah, but the manga came out in 2003.
Okay, there's also book that it's based off of. Based on the 1958 novel The Koga Ninja Scrolls by Futaro Yamada.
Oh, yeah, Kitaro Yamada. Why didn't you just say that?
Futaro Yamada.
Yeah, Deparo Chibaga.
Mm-hmm. Yep, cool. That exactly it.
Kuwabara.
Speaking of Kuwabara, did you hear Yusuke?
No.
You didn't hear? Did you watch the dub?
Yeah. Of course I watched the dub.
You didn't notice that the dude... I'm pretty sure that was Yusuke.
I'm not saying it wasn't. But I'm also saying I probably would have noticed.
Pretty sure the dude that's fighting the snake guy in the first scene is Yusuke. Like it's voiced by Yusuke.
He very well could have been, but I mean, you're talking about the first scene of a 25 episode.
But no, anime. But he shows up again later on a little bit.
I remember what you're talking about, but no, he doesn't.
Yes, he does.
Wait, no, the first scene is when he's fighting the spider guy.
Yeah, that's the same guy.
I thought you said the snake guy.
I meant to say spider if I said snake.
Okay, yeah, then I'm with you. All right, so now that we've gotten that and chatter out of the way. Piccolo's
in it too, right?
Piccolo's in everything. It's a Funimation.
I know.
So we've got the Koga and the Iga clan, right? And they don't like each other. Right? Okay. But why? Why don't they like each other?
Because they've been at war for 400 years.
Why?
I'm not Japanese. I don't know.
I don't ever remember them getting into that in the show, did they?
It's, well, not the 400 thing. But this generation, they can remember, like, when Genosuke...
Yeah, so it starts out with the elders of the tribe. They used to be in love, and then they thought they betrayed each other, but it turns out they didn't.
Actually, they kind of did, but...
No, they really didn't.
Oh, they didn't, like, the two, but...
The two tribes were just like, oh, let's be dicks. And yeah, she thought Koga he set it up.
Definitely.
So Koga they killed each other.
Murdered those Iga ninja.
Right. So we've got, you know, these fighting families that are, they're just fighting for funsies, right?
No, not for
why
funsies.
Not? But they're they have a truce. They have an uneasy truce. Truce is so uneasy that it's making me sick.
How uneasy is it?
They're still just waiting to kill each other. Okay. So one thing that, so they're not the leaders of the tribe, right? The chick and the dude who are in love with each other.
They are the heirs.
They're the heirs. Okay. That's, I couldn't think of that word.
So after episode one, basically they're the leaders.
Yeah. Okay. So yeah, that would make sense. But There's a scene that I'm never gonna forget. And,
is it the one I think it is?
Probably.
The one with the old people?
No.
Oh, okay.
When they kill each other. No, it's just so who's the fat dude that's friends with the main guy?
Oh, you're talking about Udono?
Udono, he wakes up and he's in jail, right?
Uh-huh.
And he gets out of jail and he's like creeping around and he hears the main guy and the main girl in a room together. And she's just trying so hard to get the dude to bang her. And he's just so obliviously stupid.
I don't think he's oblivious. I think he doesn't want to do it. But why? I'll take oblivious. That's what they do.
It was infuriating.
I agree.
She was putting into this.
I agree. I was very upset both times.
She's like, You're the head of the village for the night. You can do anything you want with me. Anything at all. It's like, I want to look at your face. And she's like, that's all you want to do? And it's like, I just want you to be happy. And she's like, fuck you, you moron.
Out of all the cool deaths that they have in this show, that's the one thing you will never forget.
Yeah. Because it was infuriatingly stupid. It's
been done before.
It was the worst part of the show.
It probably was.
It was like watching a harem anime.
No.
That part was.
I mean, yeah. But harem animes are fun, though.
They can
be. That part
be.
Wasn't fun. But can we talk about the part that I'll never forget, which is the part I thought you would never forget, when the old lady is like laughing with the needle out of her throat, and
that was great. It like was I was really rooting for her. I honestly thought she was not going to die.
No, they both bit the dust. It was terrible.
So basically, we've got double Romeo and Juliet. The tribes were going to get together years ago, but you know, there's a classic mix-up. So the you know, heirs didn't get together, then they became leaders of the tribe, and now the heirs of this generation are in love, but the two tribes want to fight again.
Yeah.
They just want to fight. That's all there is to it. Yes. So they decide to, it's not a tournament, but essentially each team picks 10 fighters and they write their names in a scroll, and whenever they die,
Search and Destroy, Call of Duty.
It's a game of Call of Duty. So search what happens is they all have to play Call of Duty together. It's a 20-man Call of Duty.
And there's only one life for each player.
One life for each player. Everyone has weird special powers. Some of them are better than others. Such as, you know, the fat guy who can just roll continuously and is
he's a hot air balloon. He's a hot air balloon.
But he's indestructible when he's rolling.
Okay. I mean, it makes sense.
And then you got the guy with no arms who has to eat his sword. Kind of on the lower end.
Oh, that shit was funny.
Okay. The first time you see him, right? And
he spits, it was coming.
He spits up his sword and he's like, mm-hmm. God, I hope no one finds out my secret that you eat your sword.
Dude, that's all he can do.
You got nothing. You need to go home.
Did you see the other ninjas and how bad they were? And how they were just getting picked off?
They were getting picked off. Who do you think was as bad as him, though?
Let's see. Big head guy?
I know zero names.
He was dousing. His name is Ryusei or something. Ryusei.
Don't
something
ask like me. That. Don't say. Just say it confidently, and I'm going to believe you.
Ryusei. But that old guy with the that looked like what did he look like? He looked like a Pokemon. He did, and he had the dousing powers.
He did have the dousing powers.
He was pretty low. I mean, he slightly better than the Jubei, I think is his name, the snake dude. With I want to know, I've never figured this out. How does he make those scales move?
So magic? That's the part that sticks with you. He's got scales. He's a snake man. You got Spider-Man there. You're not questioning anything about him spitting out his webs. Wow. You're like, that just happens. But
he looked like a spider.
And snake dude looked like a snake.
I mean, I guess. Who else's ability was pretty bad? The chick. The butterfly girl.
I don't know.
What was her ability? Well,
the butterflies eat people.
Oh, they do?
Yeah.
Oh, I must have missed that part. I didn't see that. I just thought they were butterflies.
I think the butterfly girl in anime, though, is overused. I think we could move away from that trope.
Yeah. Who else had bad abilities? That one guy was broken. Well, they have like four that's broken. It's just
broken is like overpowered, or
yes, that kind of broken. There's three for sure that I can think of.
Who? What powers?
The ones all the dojutsu powers are broken for sure. Except for the chick, she can't do anything with it. She just stops people.
Explain dojutsu. I don't remember ever hearing those words.
Eye powers.
Okay.
You watched Naruto.
But dojutsu is eye powers?
Mm-hmm.
I don't ever remember hearing that.
Oh, that's what they call a Sharingan, a Byakugan is a dojutsu. Anyway, regardless, I'm not a weeb.
Okay, sure. No, you're not on trial here.
I am. But and the dude who comes back from life, from death, I mean,
mm-hmm.
he's broken.
It's a bit much.
They killed him like 7 times. And he just comes back and kills whoever killed him. Except for that one time he didn't.
I think 7 might be a massive exaggeration.
I think it was actually 5.
I can think of 2.
when he broke his neck, and the snake guy killed him. I can think of those two.
Yeah, those are the only two I can think of. I'm going to believe you, though, because you're an expert.
I
don't
know. I just remember seeing it somewhere.
Sai, we've been only pulling animes that you're an expert in.
I see that. I think I read the rule.
How does this compare to the Fate series?
What do you mean?
Is this better or worse? And also, were you disappointed that no Fate characters such as William Shakespeare and Frankenstein showed up?
Slightly. I'm always sad that that never happens. Except for in Fate. That's where it happens.
It does happen probably a ton in Fate.
I'm trying to see who killed them. Oh, this dude has been alive for 200 years. What? That's crazy. Anyway, what was the question about Fate? Fate is awesome. Yeah, Shakespeare would have made it better, I think.
You think Shakespeare would have really shooken things up here?
Why would he not have?
There weren't any dragons.
It's true. That's true. So, there was one other power I was about to make fun of. Oh, the slug man.
Yeah.
That's a pretty bad one. Oh, the slug man was so bad. The women had pretty cool powers, though, for the most part. Except for Butterfly Girl, who's just summons butterflies and has a snake.
Well, the Butterfly Girl had, you know, her butterflies eat people. So she had that going for her.
Why did she have a snake, though?
Why not?
Because there's already a snake man. Anyway.
There's already a Batman. That doesn't mean you can't own a bat.
Yes, it does. Because then you'd scare Batman.
I like the fat dude who rolls. I don't know why. That really resonated with me.
I like when he broke out of the prison.
Yeah, when he just kind of squeezed through the bars.
Yeah. It was a bad squeeze, but he did it. The chick was about to, what was she about? Oh, she was like, yeah, I'm going to trick him into thinking I'm going to bang him. And he missed out.
Yeah.
But she was going to murder him.
He was so cool with it, though. He's just, well, not the murder part, but like he just wakes up in jail and he's like, oh, well, I guess I'm in jail.
Yeah, so these were two bad guys, right? Like all these people are bad people, right? Like they weren't good guys.
Well, yeah, I mean, yeah, I'd say they're the bad guys because they're basically the rebels who were trying to reinstigate the war.
Oh, no, I just meant like it's bad on bad. No good versus evil here.
I don't know. I don't know if we'd call all the characters bad. I mean, we probably say there's good and bad on both sides, right?
Well, yeah, but I mean,
like Yu Yu Hakusho.
I meant overall. Yeah, overall. Yusuke's a good guy.
Yusuke's a good guy, but, you know, there are good demons and bad demons.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, like they said, you know, most demons just want to go about their lives and don't really care that there's a human world.
So I want you to give me the deaths in order right now.
No. You give me the deaths in order.
Okay. So. Okay. I don't remember which one died first. But the first death.
So you're talking about, what do you mean? The first, like, deaths in the anime? Or you're talking about the...
In real life, everyone ever existed.
Okay, so... You're talking about since the anime started, or you're talking about out of the 20 ninjas?
Out of the 20 ninjas.
Who was the first?
Exactly right. I think it was the old man, right?
It was unimpressive. Like it was just pointless out of nowhere.
It was one of the two old people. And then who died next?
How did they pick the 20?
I don't know. They just had a scroll.
Like who? Where did that scroll? Did the rebels pick the 20?
I don't know.
I'm like,
that's a good question. I never thought of that. I guess what happened was the Shogun guy probably had it planned, and he would just use the demonstration as a reason to get them there. So he probably had the scrolls already. I don't know how he knew which 10 ninja to pick, though.
Maybe he just picked his 10 favorite. His 20 favorite.
I guess. That's weird that he'd want his 20 favorite ninja.
The Shogun was a real person, right? Like, yeah. In real life, not just in the anime. I forget the name. Tokugawa. I was going to say, I've heard that before.
Ieyasu.
I've probably heard it in Dynasty Warriors.
And probably in any historical Japanese anime that you watch. Probably heard it in Fate at one point, if you watched a couple of them.
I haven't watched a couple of Fate. I mean, honestly, I don't really like historical Japanese anime. I don't care about the past. The past is over, okay?
Yeah, but it's cool when you add Shakespeare to something and you say, hey, Shakespeare gets to create dragons.
Okay, so when you let Shakespeare create dragons, it's cool. What about like when you let Shakespeare do other stuff?
Like write books?
Sure. What about time travel? Should you let Shakespeare?
That's fine too.
Would you watch HBO adult animated series where Shakespeare time travels?
I feel like that's a real thing. I mean, probably.
I don't think you would because it's not anime.
Yeah, probably not. I watch not anime though.
What do you watch that's not anime?
Currently nothing.
Like literally last week you came out and said the only thing you watch is anime.
Pretty much. I'd have to think hard about it. The last thing I watched that wasn't anime was... oh, the Super Sons movie. I was watching that.
Super Sons movie?
Batman and Superman.
Oh, what?
The cartoon, the animated movie.
It's called Super Sons?
It's something like that.
Huh.
It came out last year.
Do you watch anything that's not animated?
Man.
We're getting off topic, but let's
watch Game of Thrones.
Let's pick your brain. It's over, though. Seasons. Game of Thrones has been over for 5 years.
I watched Supernatural. I watched like almost all of it.
Supernatural has been over for also 5 years at least.
I don't know what's on TV right now.
You watch Justified?
No.
You don't watch the new season of Justified?
No.
It's the last thing I watched. Have you watched The Bear?
The Bear?
It's about a restaurant?
No.
I don't know. It's the only thing. It's not a sitcom. It's definitely not a sitcom.
I just assumed it was a sitcom because you watch sitcoms.
Why do you think I only watch sitcoms?
I don't know. Because all you talk about is sitcoms.
I only talk about Frasier and Fran Drescher because I just found out Fran Drescher is president of Actors.
Really?
Yeah.
Like all of them?
Yeah.
Ever meet? Like
she's
forever?
The president of the Actors Union, and I never knew that.
Oh, that's weird.
I know. You know what else is weird? How little this has to do with basketball.
I watched a little bit of Westworld.
Did you like Westworld?
It was all right.
I kind of got the point of it after an episode or two. Like what was new?
Nothing.
I get it. The robots have feelings. Why would you program them with feelings?
I think they didn't program them with feelings, so I think it was like an AI thing.
Well, like, that happens.
Like Skynet. Pretty sure Skynet had feelings.
Like that one episode of Black Mirror.
Oh, yeah. The only episode I watched of that was the one with the guy from Breaking Bad.
The new season?
I think so.
With Josh Hartnett and Aaron Paul? Where they were in space?
And he banged that guy, the guy's wife in his body?
He didn't bang her.
I'm pretty sure he did. It just didn't show.
No, he made sure that was not one of my favorite episodes. Out of this new season, I only liked the first episode. But I've watched.
I only watched the one.
I've watched all Black Mirror, not to brag.
And Altered Carbon. I only watched the one.
I watched the first season of Altered Carbon.
I think that's the only one I watched.
Well, I like that. When they replaced the main character, it's like, whatever. I mean, I get it.
Replaced them, right?
Yeah, they did. They changed
bodies.
Well, they switch bodies. That's the whole point of it. Yeah, but, you know.
I get it. I also watched Doctor Who. I haven't watched Doctor it recently, but.
I was going to say, when did you stop watching it?
Old Doctor.
Old Doctor?
When the Doctor's an old dude.
Oh, yeah, me too. Before he turned into a chick.
Mm-hmm.
Me and my wife watched all of Doctor Who up until then. And we watched the first two episodes with the girl.
Ninth is the bald dude, right? The Jason Statham one?
Jason Statham?
I just call him Jason Statham because he looked like a knockoff. He looked like a knockoff Jason Statham, too. He's not bald. Yes, the Ninth Doctor.
You talking about Christopher Eccleston?
Yes.
Yeah.
How do you know this guy's name?
Christopher Eccleston from Doctor Who, yeah. He was replaced by David Tennant.
Uh-huh.
The best doctor of all time. No, and
I preferred Christopher Eccleston.
How could you prefer Eccleston?
I don't know. I just liked him.
The problem with preferring Eccleston is he was only there for like 13 episodes.
Yes, but they were fun.
13 episodes.
I just enjoyed those episodes. I don't know. And I kind of like the guy after. I mean, Tennant was great. He was a great doctor, but I just didn't. He got on my nerves.
How did David Tennant get on your nerves?
I don't know.
Matt Smith was great, too. Everybody
loves... Yeah, no, him. I like him, too.
And then good. Matt Smith and Peter Capaldi, then Joey Campbell.
That was
Campbell.
The one I stopped watching. Peter
Capaldi. We watched... It got hard during Capaldi because, like, you could tell he didn't want to be there.
Yeah, no.
So, do you know who the doctor? Do you know who the doctor is now?
Rose.
Rose, what?
I don't know.
No, who's David Tennant's the doctor again.
Are you joking?
No.
I don't believe you.
I.
Why?
I kid you not, sir.
Why?
I think just for a special. And then he's getting replaced by Nkati Gatawa?
A girl?
No, it's a dude.
Nkuti? Oh, it's a black dude.
Are you okay with that?
I love that. I might have to watch it again. Yeah. Jodie Whittaker.
I hear she was good, but I also...
Yeah, I heard she was really good.
Anyway, dude, you were talking about Basilisk?
I was.
Okay. What was your favorite part of the whole show? I don't know. I feel I liked it a lot.
I liked it a lot my first time.
I feel like one of the reasons I liked it a lot is because I've been dying for some good fight scenes, and this gave us that.
Yeah, yeah. I definitely knew the fight. Like, it's not even, I can't even call them fight scenes because they're like really short most of the time.
They are super short.
I mean, I really liked when they showed ninjas using ninja tools mm-hmm. the proper way. Like when they throw, it's like a cutaway scene where they just like they're getting ready. I think it's the Koga when the Iga guys come and like they're like, oh, get ready, boys. And like you see a ninja run and he throws a sword and he uses that to get on top of the like he uses the handle to step on.
Okay, is that how people actually use swords?
Yes, that's how ninjas actually use their swords. Yes.
I feel like you're so wrong on this.
That is, oh, I promise
there's
you.
No way ninjas use swords to climb.
Yes, they did.
Where did you hear that?
I don't remember.
Where did you hear that? Mythbusters?
Yes, Mythbusters told me. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. I'm going to find this later, and I'll send it to you. But I'm pretty sure that's what they did.
Okay. It just seems like an unreasonable waste of time to use a sword to climb something.
Well, that's why they had the little pull thing that like they used. They'd step on it, get on top, and pull it up with the rope or whatever.
So why wouldn't they have like a claw that grabs like that?
They also had that, too, sometimes, I guess. I don't know.
I can't. I'm not going to fight you on this, Sai, because I don't know. You've been right about everything else so far. but it just seems crazy.
It does sound crazy. I will give you that. It definitely sounds wrong. Well, maybe if I didn't just put Ninja Sword into the...
Just put Do Ninjas Climb with Swords.
What?
Yeah, it says no on the screen.
No, the ninjas sometimes launch the scabbard from the sageo, or a rope used for tying the sword to the belt. They usually targeted their enemy's eyes, nose, or stomach. Even though the scabbard did not cause damage, it helped in confusion. So they basically just shot. They basically threw the scabbard at somebody. Which is
That's not a bad move.
It's like... not. It's a great move, but it's funny. The Tsubasa even served as a foot pedestal. By leaning the sword on the wall, a ninja could step on the tsuba and go higher. A long rope was often attached to both the scabbard and ninja's body so he could retrieve the sword.
That's sometimes the dumbest crap I've ever heard. No, I'm glad ninjas are extinct. This is why they're gone.
It's a smart, like, it limits the amount of items you need. He's so upset.
It's just stupid. Like, why? I think so much less of ninjas now.
Why? That's a smart way. And they were poor. You only have to get the one sword.
We're all poor.
Exactly. They weren't paid enough.
None of us are paid enough. We talk about this all the time. I believe you mentioned killing the rich just the other day.
I did. I didn't. Is it the proletariat?
Yeah.
Down with the proletariat? Yeah.
I am fairly sure there was a guillotine involved.
That's fine.
So what was your... Hey,
did you know that there's a guy that was the guillotine user? Like, the guy who would be in the guillotine, like, man the guillotine?
The executioner?
That's a fake character? Yeah.
Oh.
From the proletariat. Anyway, so my favorite character, that's what you asked?
No, I was like, what was your favorite moment of the show? What did you think of the ending? Did you see that coming?
When she kills herself?
Yeah.
I mean, kind of, sort of. It does give off very hard Romeo and Juliet vibes.
It is trying so hard to be Romeo and Juliet. And, like, we all saw that coming from 100 miles away. And I think we were all hoping that's not how it was going to end.
Yeah, it was well done, though. I mean, it's just, I don't know. It's Ninja Romeo and Juliet, and it's fine. I prefer this over Romeo and Juliet.
Do you prefer this over the episode of Ranma One-Half where they did Romeo and Juliet? So there's an episode of Ranma One-Half where they perform Romeo and Juliet, and Akane is Juliet, and all the guys are trying to be Romeo, except for Ranma, because, you know, he doesn't really like her.
And but he was probably also Juliet for half the episode.
He was Juliet for part of the episode. It was ahead of its time.
I got it. I got Ranma 1.5. I think I saw the synopsis. I was like, I think I get what's going on here.
I think you would love Ranma 1.5.
I probably would. I probably because would.
There's a lot of just crazy bullshit happening for no reason.
I'm waiting for the remaster.
It's not happening.
Oh. I guess I'll try and watch it one day.
But then again, what if they... have you watched the remake of Lum?
What is Lum?
Ureshi...
I've heard Lum before, but what is that? L-U-M? Oh, Urusei Yatsura? Yeah.
Yes.
No, I didn't watch that.
All right, the remakes, just they don't... It's too modern.
I mean, I thought you were going to say Rurouni Kenshin, but...
Well, have you watched the remake of Kenshin?
I have started watching it.
Is it dubbed?
I think I'm up to date. Yeah. No.
I'll watch it. I'm not.
No, it's not, now that I think about it.
I'm going to wait. I'm very upset. I'll wait for the dub.
It looks nice, though. Anything. It looks really well. Like, it's not like a... Like, it looks... But the thing is, I prefer the old, like, here's Kenshin, and oh, sword lights all over the screen. Yeah, he was moving so fast you couldn't see him, but it's really just a still frame. I like that. I like that a lot. I don't know why.
You blow my mind. I don't know, because like if you look at Cowboy Bebop, that animation is timeless.
It is.
You know, Kenshin was not. Kenshin had some bad.
It was bad, but it was also really good.
And yet you'll sit there and be like, I hate ping pong.
I do. Because at least Rurouni Kenshin, the characters were like, I could look at them just standing in a single frame.
The characters always had a base model and they didn't vary from that, whereas they didn't care about the animation style.
They had like a blob for the base model.
You just want consistency in your pictures.
Yes.
Fair enough.
Trigun, did you finish that?
The new one?
Yeah.
No, I stopped watching it because I was waiting for it all to come out. I'll actually probably watch it this weekend. I was just waiting for it all to come out because I did completely forget about it. But like, I watched the first three episodes and they all took place, you know, in one day. And I just was like, nah, I can't.
Were there flashbacks?
They had the little flashbacks, but it was just all
in the middle
of Bash getting run out of that first town. Anyway, what was your favorite part of Basilisk, the anime?
My favorite part? I think it was probably I don't know. It's just all I don't know. I wasn't expecting that question. I think it was probably Simon.
The
copy dude.
The what?
Copy dude.
The copy dude, yeah.
Yeah. I think that was my favorite moment. Like his death. That was pretty cool because he got killed by not ninjas.
And that was great to you. You're just like, ha ha ha.
No, I was kind of hoping he wasn't going to die. I was kind of hoping he was just going to be like at the end, like, I'm still here.
That would have been better.
It would have been cool.
There were some missed opportunities. All right. Well, what do you think? What would you, let's say I asked you to rate this anime on a scale of S being the best and whatever we do for worst. F or E, or we never really talked about it. It doesn't matter.
I don't know. I think the worst was E, right? In the actual show? I don't know.
Oh, yeah. And Yu Yu Hakusho?
Yeah.
They talk about our show. I'm like, don't ask me about this, dude. I don't know shit.
So I'm pretty, it should be an E. But if it was, I would probably give it the first watch. I would have given it an A minus probably. And I think this one probably like a B plus.
I'm on the other side of the B. I gave it a B minus mostly because the Juliet shit at the end did not. I was like, come on, man.
So was your favorite part the part with when he wants to see her face?
Yeah, I love that. I'll never.
Is that your favorite part?
No, I like my favorite. Like, I think it peaked at the first episode. Like, I kind of wish none of the rest happened. The way they did the first episode, I just really liked.
It probably would have been better shorter.
Yeah, they definitely could have pulled this off in 13 episodes.
Yeah, because they have some. I think they have like two or three flashback episodes.
Yeah,
they have two for sure. It's whenever you see the Hattori Hanzo show up. It's a flashback episode, pretty much.
Yeah, that guy. All right. So overall, we're going to agree on a B.
Oh, did we never mention that Tokugawa had balls for a chin?
What?
The dude! The shogun! His chin!
What's it? Who?
Tokugawa in Basilisk. Bro. I'm about to
balls for a chin.
I'm about to send it to you in the Discord.
Oh, the ball chin, dude. Yes, dude, absolutely had balls for a chin. And I met, but when I first watched that, I was like, I got to bring this up. 100%. Why is his chin a ball sack?
I don't know.
Like, are they fucking trying to recycle animation and they had a ball sack laying somewhere?
I don't know.
I don't know. Yeah, that was absolutely a ball sack. And it had the one little hair at the butt. A ball sack.
Oh, and it was veiny too.
Mm-hmm.
It was definitely a ball sack.
All right. Sai, do you have a wheel made?
No.
Oh, good thing I do.
I know you do.
Get it pulled up here.
Oh man, this, I'm looking at some character art for Jubei, the snake dude. It's literally like every scene is just,
oh. All right, are you ready for the wheel?
We didn't even talk about the sex girl.
I don't want to talk about the sex girl. Why does every anime have to have a sex girl? Sai, is there anything you're hoping that the wheel lands on?
Ragnarok season 2. It's so astronomically small that happens.
Be so mad if it lands on Record of Ragnarok.
Is that all Tamers?
Of course it's all Tamers. I told you I was going to get you Tamers. I told you and Athgeek that both. So let's hope I'm right. All right, let's see.
You shouldn't have put the Record of Ragnarok.
I'm going to regret it so hard. Thank God. All right. Well, it was like the little engine that could. Digimon Tamers has finally made its way onto the show.
Yay. So we have to watch all of it.
Oh, yeah. That's only 50 episodes.
Really? I thought it was longer than that. Oh, you're probably right. Digimon, you're probably right.
Why do you say that? Because you tried to do a tricky Digimon question one time and I made you look like a fool.
What was that question? I don't even know.
51. Yeah, that'll be great. Close enough. All right. So who is hosting trivia next week, Sai?
I don't know. Who? Me?
Sai is going to be hosting
trivia. I've been watching all of Pokemon. That's why I didn't finish Basilisk.
Why are you doing this?
Just because you guys all asked me that same stupid Pokemon question.
Do you know the answer?
No.
I do.
I haven't gotten to that part yet.
It's like 900 episodes in.
No, I lied. I wanted to bury the lead so you wouldn't know where my question was coming from. I'm only watching the new stuff. The journeys.
Oh, man. All right. We'll go ahead and
make it just a Pokemon quiz, to be honest.
No, we're not doing. I can't stop you.
But you can't, but I won't. I think I have a good idea. You might actually be able to answer some, Josh.
I'm a bit of a Pokemon expert. I've caught.
I know there's one question.
500 Pidgeys and never gotten a shiny.
There is an Inazuma
question. Oh, I definitely know that. All right, you want to end the podcast in the traditional manner?
Goodbye, folks. Beep, 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 beep. That's all.